Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7.05, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday, a deadly night, as Mobile County Sheriff's deputies shot a suspect dead. We'll give you more details on that. Also on the way in sports, there's a little bit to talk about here.
Yeah, Hank Aaron Stadium has a new operator.
Yes, and wait a second, but the thing that stood out to me is the city council voted how?
They were unanimous yesterday. I never thought I'd see the day again. No disagreement among the city council yesterday.
Well, we'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Also, Dr. Bill has our forecast. It's chilly this morning, sitting at 40 right now at the FM Talk 106.5 studios, and cloudy, and the wind out there, wind advisory in effect through mid-morning. Talk more about that with Dr. Bill coming up at 7:35. Right now, Kane has our traffic.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We do have an accident, I-65 southbound on the ramp from Government Street. The ramp on both shoulders are blocked, so be careful if you're traveling through there. Also got another wreck with injuries at Hillcrest to Greelot, Leroy Stevens at Winchester, and the West I-65 service road just south of Airport still clearing up a wreck. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to forge a knife and other fun projects. Get the gift of Blacksmith Experience this year. Class and gift certificate information available at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers this morning, then partly cloudy and breezy this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
All right, 7:08 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. We'll be checking in with Kelly Finley for headlines here in just a little bit. Also, Larry Kirby from LCM joins us this hour. And last night, authorities identified the man who was shot and killed by Mobile County Sheriff's deputies as 66-year-old Terrence Edward White. Deputies say a concerned neighbor called 911. That call brought deputies to the home on Lot Road. This from a presser late last night, about 11 o'clock last night, with Captain Paul Birch. Let's go to that audio.
We are learning that there's recently been some possible issues with mental problems with him. We had three deputies who fired rounds in exchange after the suspect fired. And unfortunately, he's deceased.
Your deputies go through a lot of training. Some of that deals with people with mental illness. I guess they did all they could.
They did. They attempted to talk with him and attempted to de-escalate. They did call for less lethal options. But once rounds were started to be fired, that was not an option. Our deputies are very well trained. The deputies involved were under the command of Captain Stringer and Captain Smith, and unfortunately did what they had to do.
At this point, do you know about how many shots were fired?
We don't. It was a number of rounds fired both ways. Three deputies did fire. Suspect fired several times. We recovered his weapon. He did even make an attempt to blind the deputies with a flashlight while trying to throw them off while he was firing.
Did you notice any bullet holes in any of the patrol units?
Not that we could tell in any vehicles. Clearly there were some fired in their direction. And it'll be a long night trying to recover, all the casings and any other evidence that can be recovered at the scene.
I know that sometimes when we talk about cases, rain can make it difficult. Is this going to cause any problems with the investigation?
In this particular situation, not. The suspect's there. We've recovered the weapon. We got it well lit up. We recover shell casings, and the rain's not heavy enough to really cause a problem.
All right, a little bit from that press conference last night. You can get more on that by going to WKRG.com, or we'll link it through to on our social media platforms and website. But, you know, this on the heels of that big shootout in Jersey City yesterday, and it's a situation right here at home. Has a has somebody that had a history of mental illness, but firing on deputies, they fired back, and the suspect is deceased. All right, 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, and time for more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A man with a history of mental illness is under arrest for threatening to, quote, destroy President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin and kill the children of U.S. officials. Derek Matthew Pfeiffer's from Alabama, and according to prosecutors, he's also posted a video on Facebook where he's seen in a hotel room with two guns as he berates a federal judge and threatens to kill anyone who tries to arrest him. As far as the gun, it was a loaded Ruger LCP 380 gun that was found in his vehicle, and three types of ammunition also found in that hotel room. 5 years ago, he underwent a mental health exam after the U.S. Secret Service accused him of threatening to kill then-President Barack Obama and blow up a federal building in Jackson, Michigan, saying, quote, he often channels God's words in his videos on Facebook. Pfeiffer was diagnosed with delusional disorder. He's also been diagnosed with paranoid personality disorder, which involves pervasive distrust and suspicion of others. He's charged with being a felon in possession of ammunition based on prior arrests. He has been ordered to undergo another mental health exam based on these latest charges. This morning, a state inmate is back behind bars after being on the run for more than 4 months. The Alabama Department of Corrections has confirmed that 50-year-old Kevin Bradley Nelson has surrendered to the Chilton County Sheriff's Office deputies. That's in Clanton. He did so yesterday morning without incident. Nelson was sentenced to 2 years in prison at the Staten Correctional Facility in Clanton for receiving stolen property. He now faces additional charges for his August 19th escape. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The U.S. Navy says flight training has been suspended for more than 300 Saudi Arabian students at three bases in Florida in the wake of the deadly shooting at NAS Pensacola. Navy Commander Clay Daw says he's not sure how long the suspension will last. On Friday, Saudi National Mohammed Al-Shamrani opened fire, killing three sailors and wounding eight others. The FBI says he was able to buy the gun used in the shooting legally at a Pensacola gun store. A cantonment woman has been accused of breaking both of her baby's arms. 22-year-old Cheyenne Smith has been charged with aggravated child abuse. Deputies were called to Sacred Heart Hospital Monday night, where nurses told them the one-month-old baby had several fractures to both arms and a dislocated shoulder. They believe the injuries may have come from the mother pulling the child's arms. Construction projects at both Florida Street and McGregor Avenue in Mobile have been completed. There will be two separate events today to celebrate. One will be at Florida Street at 9:30 this morning, followed by another event on McGregor Avenue at 10:15. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
You know, other than people in traffic, I mean, Frank, it's a good thing to have McGregor back open for traffic issues there, but who's going to come out to the celebration at 10:15 on a Wednesday morning? Just, is that a fair question? Yes, dignitaries and city folks, but like, What citizens go? Tell you what, Bob, I can't be at that meeting with the new client, because I got to go to a celebration of the reopening of McGregor.
Early lunch break, everyone.
It's going to the McGregor opening party, but we got the sidewalk now, so it's a good thing. All right, 7:15 FM Talk 106.5. In this segment of the show, brought to you by Lightstream. Holidays are here this year. Give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket when you pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Roll your high-interest credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. You can save thousands in interest, and the application is so quick and easy, you can apply right from your phone. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And just for y'all, you can apply now and get a special interest rate discount. Only way to get that discount, though, is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan. lightstream.com/Sullivan, Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. 7:16, and time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Robert Sale Power Equipment and Azalea City Rehab.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Today is the first full day for Chad Morris as Auburn's offensive coordinator. You'll be hearing from the Tigers' new OC in the days ahead as the team continues preparations for the Outback Bowl against Minnesota. Auburn men's basketball is back in action Saturday against St. Louis. It'll be just the second game in 18 days for Bruce Pearl's squad, and the first since an overtime win over Furman last week.
During the course of the season, you know, players are going to get outplayed sometimes, and coaches are going to get outcoached sometimes. I thought Furman did a tremendous job tonight with their preparation. And when I said that to my team, they had these funny looks on their face. I'm like, guys, don't you ever get outplayed? It happens every now and then. I got outcoached tonight. I just think they did a really good job with what they did. And we never got in any kind of a rhythm offensively. I think the nine-day layoff was a factor because, we weren't particularly sharp. Our second half defense was tremendous. To give that team only 8 field goals, got stops, got rebounds. From that standpoint, I was obviously pleased. Sitting here after 8 games, I was expecting more games like this, more games like South Alabama. So we've already had a couple of them. So we, again, talking about how good a team we are, I'm telling you, we got a ways to go.
Saturday's game tips at 3 p.m. in Birmingham. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Steel, a company built on real power. Tools built for real people. And dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robert Steel Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new Lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robert Steel Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade to real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robert Steel Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertsteelpower.com. Real people, steel people.
My name is Jennifer Adkins. I've worked in healthcare for 23 years, and I'm very selective with my own healthcare. I choose Azalea City Hand and Rehab for all my post-injury therapy because of their one-on-one, hands-on approach. Let Azalea City Hand and Rehab provide your physical and occupational therapy. You'll be glad you did.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab, helping heal Mobile with occupational and physical therapy since 1981. On Facebook, Twitter, or AzaleaCityRehab.com.
Try Monroe sausage and Monroe bacon, and you'll be hooked. Perfect for mealtime or appetizers in Mobile and Baldwin counties at Rouse's, Piggly Wiggly, Allegri Farm Market, Old Shell Market, and Spring Hill Ace Hardware. Monroe sausage and bacon. Yeah, it's that good.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast and thick showers this morning, then partly cloudy and breezy this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care. Online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook. Or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
Living and working on the Gulf Coast, we're blessed with beautiful sunny days. But with sunshine comes sun damage. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. So when your factory installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. A gift certificate from ProTent Window Tinting makes a great Christmas present. Call today, 802-1234. Like us on Facebook to check out our work.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Pensacola Police Department, County and State Troopers working accidents right in front of the TA truck stop at Grand Bay Wilma Road. Also there, southbound 65 off the Government Street exit, Hillcrest to Greelot, Leroy Stevens in Winchester, and the West I-65 service road just coming off of Airport. We're not letting the Mobile weather rain out Elfapalooza. Instead, they're turning it into Palooza Elf Crawl all over Loda. There'll be free crafts at the Mobile Arts Council for kids this Friday, free karaoke at the bandstand in Bienville, and more. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Look, I'd forgotten it snuck up on me again, just like Arbor Day. It was Elfapalooza time. Every year sneaks up on me. 723 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Norwig. We'll be checking in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams in just about 10 minutes to get more on the rain in our forecast and what the weekend's going to look like. That happens around 735. Time has announced their person of the year.
Yeah, and the person of the year, Greta Thunberg.
All right.
Climate activist. Teenage climate activist.
Punches, checks so many boxes for time, which is our transition into when this happens each year, we launch our Alabamian of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is something we've been doing for a couple years, and this is the person, place, thing, critter, group, whatever, that has most influenced Alabama in 2019. And so before you start madly typing like cats on keyboards here to send me all the like people you like, you can send that, but it's most influenced. So it can be a bad thing, it can be a good thing. It can be, what has most influenced a state in 2019? So it's not just, we have to explain this every year, it's not just a popularity contest. It is that thing, that person, that event that has most shaped Alabama in 2019.
Yeah, and right now it's the nomination period, so let us know who you think should be in the running for Alabamian of the Year, and we'll do this bracket style, like March Madness. We'll probably start voting this coming Monday, so we've got a good 5 days here to get nominations in, then we'll start voting on Monday. Just as a quick reminder, the 2018 Alabamian of the Year was, of course, Clyde and Henrietta, the High Step and Turkeys.
High Step and Turkeys, yes.
They won it last year over Jeff Sessions in a close final.
Right.
And then in 2017, it was the Auburn Hedge Jumpers. Remember, that was fresh on the minds of everyone after they beat Alabama that year. And, well, all the Auburn fans jumped in the hedges then, and there were some pretty hilarious photos from back then. But they could be a nominee again this year, the Auburn Hedge Jumpers.
That's right, belly flopping in the hedges.
Yeah, getting lost.
Some of the things that have come in already, this might help you, you know, with the people have said the gas tax, lottery tolls, are on the list. Jeff Sessions on the list. Governor Kay Ivey on the list. We have coal ash on the list.
Yeah, of course.
Those kind of, so those are things. There's some good, some bad, some whatever. You know, some is a thing. Sometimes it's a thing. Sometimes it's a person. Sometimes it's a group. It's just that thing that has most influenced Alabama in 2019.
And they could also be humorous. Don't yes. forget some of the more funny events that happened in Alabama, like the meth squirrel from Athens, Alabama.
It's the meth squirrel.
The meth squirrel should be in the running. And of course, well, Alabama earthquakes. Those weren't as funny, but certainly strange that yes. we had so many earthquakes here in Alabama this year. And who could forget Mardi Gras last year when the Bienville Square porta potties caught fire? That's on my list.
Yeah, so okay, so that's the kind of vibe. You can text in your suggestions, your nominations to 343-0106. We do ask you, put, you know, Alabamian of the Year nomination or something there that helps us keep them categorized, or you can send emails to Sean at fmtalk1065.com or
Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N at fmtalk1065.
All right, now Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New details are surfacing in the troubling death of 3-year-old Camille Cupcake McKinney, as her remains have been tested, and they've tested positive for methamphetamine and trazodone. It's an antidepressant which is used to treat insomnia. This after the 3-year-old's body was found 10 days after her abduction. That news is coming out in the testimony, which happened Tuesday in the Jefferson County courtroom. That information was revealed in the preliminary hearing of Patrick Stallworth. He's one of two suspects charged with her abduction and death. Stallworth and his girlfriend, 29-year-old Derek Brown, are both charged with capital murder of a child under the age of 14. If they are both convicted, they both face the death penalty. Brown will appear in court this Friday. This morning, when you step outside, you will feel a chill in the air, but at least it's not snow. That's the forecast for some in northern Alabama, and it's impacting the school day. The National Weather Service forecasted up to an inch of snow to fall in portions of northern Alabama beginning yesterday afternoon with a wintry mix, possibly farther south in portions of northern central Alabama. And yes, that was yesterday. And today they're talking sleet and snow and up to an inch of snow possible. That forecast for some schools to dismiss early on Tuesday. And now they are delayed when it comes to the start of the school day this morning due to the threat of frozen accumulation and below freezing temperatures, which happened Tuesday night. A number of school systems have announced delays this morning. Most are delayed by 2 hours. They include Russellville City Schools, Coleman City Schools, Madison County Schools, Jackson County Schools, Huntsville City Schools, and there are many more. The list is expected to grow. Dr. Bill will join us in a few short minutes to give us the very latest on our weather here and what we can expect today, tomorrow, and into the weekend. He's coming up in a few short minutes. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 728 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, Dr. Bill's on the way, plus Jeff Poore coming up this morning. And a lot of suggestions for the meth squirrel. Tuscaloosa Python just made it in on the text line as well. All right, we'll talk about that coming up as we go through the rest of this month. Because y'all put the nominations in now. Then we seed the brackets for Alabamian of the Year. Then we work our way through the list. And by the time we end this month, we have awarded the Alabamian of the Year.
Yeah, it's that easy.
Once again, not just a popularity contest, a person, place, thing, event, group, what have you, that has most influenced the state in 2019.
I only wish that the camel from the Louisiana truck stop was in Alabama.
Me, I wish the pigeons that they have with the cowboy hats on in Las Vegas, I wish it was them, but yeah, we can't have everything. All right, 729, coming right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man is dead following a shootout with Mobile County Sheriff's deputies. It happened last night on Lot Road. Deputies were responding to a 911 call about a man armed with a gun that was behaving erratically. When they arrived at the scene, deputies confronted 66-year-old Terrence White. Sheriff's Captain Paul Burt says there was a conversation and the man chose to fire on the deputies. They returned fire and White was killed. The deputies were not injured. Burt says White may have been suffering from mental problems. The shooter at the NAS Pensacola mass shooting was able to legally buy a gun at a Pensacola gun shop. The FBI says even though Muhammad Al-Shamrani was a foreign national, because he had a valid Florida hunting license, he was able to legally make the purchase of the 9mm handgun used in the shooting that killed three sailors and wounded eight others. Meanwhile, Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley awarded gold wings to the parents of the three sailors who were killed in Friday's mass shooting. Airman Muhammad Haytham and Airman Apprentice Cameron Walters were honored as Naval Air Crewmen. Ensign Josh Watson was honored as a Naval Aviator. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Merry Christmas from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and Stone Arms. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and Stone Arms are teaming up to bring you a great deal during the Christmas season. Lock up your firearms in a safe from Mike Ward's and receive a 10% gift card off your next purchase at Stone Arms. Come to Mike Ward's today for the style of safe that fits your needs. Get superior service after the sale. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else? Just look for the giant yellow safe at Moffitt and I-65.
Here today to vote on the impeachment charges against President Trump. Senator Richard Blumenthal says charges will be pursued.
Abuse of power and obstruction of Congress go to the core of his constitutional responsibility and ours. It makes it absolutely mandatory that we pursue this impeachment.
House leaders are racing the clock on an emerging government-wide spending bill. An existing measure expires at the end of next week, and another temporary funding bill could be needed to avert a repeat of last year's partial federal shutdown. Time magazine has chosen teenager Greta Thunberg, a Swedish climate activist, as Person of the Year. She has cited scientific reports that have established that unchecked warming above 1.5 degrees Celsius, that's 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit, for the planet will be catastrophic. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The Supreme Court appears likely to rule that insurance companies can collect $12 billion from the federal government to cover their losses in the early years of the health care law championed by President Obama. Several justices indicated their agreement with arguments yesterday from the insurers that they are entitled to the money under a provision of the Affordable Care Act. The CDC is warning of a new E. coli outbreak linked to Salinas, California, where the U.S. gets most of its lettuce. At least eight cases of E. coli in three states have been linked to Fresh Express Sunflower Crisp Chopped Salad Kits, but it's unclear if these new cases are connected to a more widespread outbreak from romaine that has sickened 102 people in 23 states. San Francisco leaders are tired of its streets being used as a testing ground for the latest delivery technology and transportation apps, so they're considering requiring businesses to get permits before trying out new high-tech ideas in public. On Wall Street, futures are mixed this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Browning's latest bolt-action rifle is the innovative X-Bolt. Designed for total accuracy, the Browning X-Bolt incorporates the new three-lever feather trigger to give you the most precise feel of any factory trigger. The X-Bolt's hand-chambered free-floating barrel and X-Lock scope mounts ensure that every shot you take stays right on target. Check out the Browning X-Bolt rifle at McCoy Outdoor Company in Mobile at 3498 Spring Hill Avenue. Take advantage of a $50 rebate through December 31st. Browning, the best there is.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
It's a it's cooled down quite a bit this morning, and the wind is honking out there.
Yeah, it's really gusty, and out of the northeast, it's going to remain that way through the day. It's going to make it feel a lot cooler than it actually is. We're in the 40s this morning. We will warm up only into the 50s today. That compares to the upper 70s yesterday. We still have some rain, mostly light rain, over Baldwin County and across Mobile Bay, and extends over into Escambia County, Escambia County, Alabama, and also Escambia County in Florida. So, again, mostly light rain, and it is gradually moving to the east. So, by late this morning, and certainly this afternoon, it will become partly cloudy. And high temperature today, well, about 57 to 58 degrees this afternoon. Now, tonight, we'll cool into the low 40s under partly cloudy skies. And then tomorrow, we'll start out okay, mostly cloudy, but then showers will be developing in the afternoon. The high will be in the low 60s. And then numerous showers tomorrow night. I expect a low-pressure system to form over the Gulf, right along the frontal system that went through yesterday. And that low will eventually track up the eastern seaboard. But it will spread rain into our area tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. And then the rain will end early and on Friday. And so we'll start to see some clearing skies on Friday. The high on Friday about goes 65 degrees. Over the weekend, looking good. Mostly sunny and upper 60s on Saturday and upper 60s with plenty of sunshine on Sunday.
All right. So as this rain returns, is it going to be a severe weather associated with it? And how much are we looking at in rainfall totals?
And it doesn't look like any severe weather, just simply rain showers. And we might pick up a quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rain tomorrow and through tomorrow night. Any of the heavy rain will most likely occur way over in the Florida Panhandle on up into Georgia.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Lots more suggestions coming in now. They're rolling in for the Alabamian of the Year. We do this each year after Time Magazine does their little thing they do, the Person of the Year.
Who cares?
We do Alabamian of the Year. And it's the person, place, thing, event, group, whatever, that has most influenced Alabama in 2019. So once again, so you understand, this not just a popularity contest. It can be positive, but I want, because a lot of times when we first started doing this, people were like, I think this is the best part. It's the person, place, thing, event, whatever, that has most influenced Alabama. It could be positive. That's a good thing. But it could be for the negative. It could be the handful of things. The big newsmaker, the person, place, thing, event, critter, whatever, that most moved the needle in our discussion in the state in 2019.
Yeah, and lots of critters keep coming up.
The meth squirrel is obviously popular. You came up with it, and a bunch of other people are on the meth squirrel.
Meth squirrel's popular. Also, the Alabama fan that slashed the baby Trump balloon at the Alabama LSU game. That's been a popular one so far. Bruce Pearl. You know, we kind of we try to put together a sports category.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't have enough that kind of changed Alabama. But
yeah, Auburn head basketball coach, his run this last season.
Yeah, it took him to the Final Four, and of course they're undefeated right now. And I would nominate. Well, we've got Tua Tagovailoa, who of course is huge news here in Alabama, but also Anders Carlson, the kicker for Auburn, that kind of ended Alabama's season, would you say, prematurely with the number of field goals that he kicked in that Iron Bowl?
Was there a game? I forgot that. You know, from my side, you know, I put in state auditor Jim Ziegler.
Yes. Oh, the toll.
You think if you discuss the tolls, you can't discuss the tolls and not discuss Jim Ziegler in the mix. So that's just some of the suggestions so far, nominations. Keep them coming in. We'll sort them into brackets and start voting here very soon. And by the end of the month, we'll award the Alabamian of the Year. All right, 7:38. Quickly, I know we're crushed on time, but I want y'all to know this because this is important stuff. New study. How many times should I say that? New study. New study monitored people as they drove in their car with one of two different things.
Okay.
Their children and a cake. Okay. So you can either have your children or the cake in the car.
Okay.
So here's what happens. New study monitored those people as they drove in the car with their children or a cake. The researchers wanted to see which precious, fragile passenger made people drive more carefully. Anybody know where this is going?
Yeah, I could see it coming.
95% of the people that took part in this study drove more cautiously when they had a cake in the car than when they had their kids in the car. 65% of drivers drove more slowly with a cake. 60% were more cautious and gentle with their braking when they had a cake in the car. 50% took turns slower, which is just half. And 45% used their phones less when they had a cake in the car. The researchers say it's because cake makes us snap out of autopilot mode. We're used to driving around with our children. We're just not not used to driving around with food that could get messed up if we were to slam on the brakes or take a turn too fast. By the way, 72% of people in the survey rated themselves as above average drivers.
Oh, of course. We all are, aren't we?
They drove more safely with a cake in the vehicle than their children. 740, be right back.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Joel Sartori, National Geographic photographer and creator of the Photo Ark. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
Roberts Brothers is honored to be named one of the best companies to work for in Alabama for 2019 by Business Alabama Magazine. The reason Roberts Brothers is truly one of the great companies is because it has great people. Start your real estate career today. Visit robertsbrothers.com for more information.
Joel Sartori plans to photograph every animal in human captivity. That's about 12,000 creatures held largely in zoos all over the world. Joel's prepping for a trip to Indonesia, where he'll be photographing many of their rare and exotic birds. In his career, Joel's been bitten by flesh-eating parasites, he's been stung by countless insects, and charged by a muskox. We talk photography, we talk the environment, and we talk about each of us getting involved in some small yet meaningful way. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. We have the largest selection of mid-size and compact construction machines available to rent to meet the demands of your business. From hard-working Cat mini excavators and wheel loaders to aerial lifts, air compressors, light towers, and much more. With the largest fleet in Alabama and Northwest Florida, we not only deliver the equipment to your job site, we offer the support you need to help keep you ahead of schedule and ahead of the competition. The Thompson Cat Rental Store. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and rental options, visit thompsoncat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Segment of the show brought to you by Omaha Steaks. We are big fans of receiving and giving Omaha Steaks in the Sullivan House. I got a chance for you to do the same. You could, of course, send this as a gift, but if you want to get yourself one while you're at it, listen to this. Right now, Omaha Steaks is sharing an amazing limited-time offer with y'all, and there's still time to place your order for the holidays. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code Sullivan in the search bar to order the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love for only $69.99. Now, here's what you get. 4 6-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon, 4 savory premium pork chops, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks signature seasoning packet, plus for y'all, a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board, and you'll get all the food, plus the cutlery set, cutting board, and all that for just $69.99. Now, of course, Omaha Steaks are the most tender, the most flavorful, and you can only get steaks of this quality from Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. So listen here. This is how you get this deal and get it now before the Christmas holiday gets here. Don't wait. Take advantage of the offer. Get your gift when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Sullivan into the search bar, and order the gift everyone will love, the favorite gift package. Do that today.
Good morning, everyone, from the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center. The few accidents we've had, including one there southbound 65 at Government Street, now moved out of the roadway thanks to the wreckers. Chilly start, and again, some pretty gusty winds across the Bayway and the Causeway. Tillman's Corner, Theodore looks good. Northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland, no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Highlander with 0% financing for up to 60 months plus $500 holiday cash back or $5,500 in savings. Model 6955. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 744, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. We'll probably be able to land the plane more on this story in detail coming up in maybe the second half of next hour after we talk to Jeff Poore or during the midday show today. But I don't want you to be uninformed.
Right.
Okay. I don't want you to go into the into work today and have coworkers know something that you don't know about, or better yet, I want you to be armed with the information you need to know to be able to present your case on why it's good or bad to have cowboy hats on pigeons. Story here. Story from Fox 10, not our Fox 10, but a Fox 10 out in Vegas. Headline: someone is putting tiny cowboy hats on pigeons in Las Vegas as animal rescue works to remove them. Okay, this is. I know this sounds completely like a story I made up, but in this case, it actually is not. Here you go. They said someone in Las Vegas has been putting tiny cowboy hats on the heads of Las Vegas pigeons, and while you might be asking yourself why.
Why? Why were you putting cowboy hats on pigeons?
Yeah, they have different theories. One of them is the rodeo is in town. If the rodeo did this as a marketing stunt, they're brilliant. They are brilliant in this. So they've got pictures here in this story. I linked it through on Twitter where you can see the pigeons, and they are wearing red cowboy hats. The group Lofty Hopes. That's a pigeon rescue group. Shared a video from Facebook, and they said they got pictures of a few pigeons wearing cowboy hats, and they're asking anyone who has seen any other pigeons wearing cowboy hats to call the phone number posted on their page. This is a thing.
It's not April 1st, is it?
No, that's what I thought. This is a beautiful April Fool's story. But no, it's real. Story out of Vegas, and we'll dig into it deeper coming up in just a little bit. But we have pigeons wearing cowboy hats. Let's go to some audio here. This is also a competing TV station there in Las Vegas, KTNV Channel 13. I'm sure they're your news weather leader or something like that. Authority leader, maximum. Here's what they roll. Here, let's roll the audio here and go.
All right, now take a look at this video. Pigeons in Las Vegas with hats on. Bobby Lee shot this video near Tropicana in Maryland. Now, it's not clear how the pigeons got the hats on the heads in the first place. All of it still remains a mystery here. But
okay, so we'll get back.
It's not clear how they got the hats on. I'm thinking someone put the hats on the pigeons.
You don't think they did it themselves? No. All right, so that's a trending story out there. With all the tough stuff we have to deal with, let's just focus on how these pigeons got cowboy hats on. And if you're like me, when you see the video and pictures, you will fall out of your chair. All right, 747, be right back.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go buy McLean Trailers today.
Hello, I'm Van, president of Century Bank. Since 1903, our foundation has been built on listening to each customer's needs and providing them with the best banking experience in the industry through personal relationships. We invite you to visit Century Bank today and experience the friendly attitude of our employees as they serve your financial needs with sincere pride. After all, at Century Bank, we take banking personally.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The U.S. Navy says flight training has been suspended for more than 300 Saudi Arabian students at three bases in Florida in the wake of the deadly shooting at NAS Pensacola. Navy Commander Clay Dawes says he's not sure how long the suspension will last. On Friday, Saudi National Mohammed Al-Shamrani opened fire, killing three sailors and wounding eight others. The FBI says he was able to buy the gun used in the shooting legally at a Pensacola gun store. A cantonment woman has been accused of breaking both of her baby's arms. 22-year-old Cheyenne Smith
has been charged with aggravated child abuse. Deputies were called to Sacred Heart Hospital Monday night, where nurses told them the one-month-old baby had several fractures to both arms and a dislocated shoulder. They believe the injuries may have come from the mother pulling the child's arms. Construction projects at both Florida Street and McGregor Avenue in Mobile have been completed. There will be two separate events today to celebrate. One will be at Florida Street at 9:30 this morning, followed by another event on McGregor Avenue at 10:15. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Since 1917, Three George's Candy has been sweetening up Mobile Christmases. From Aunt Leela's rum cake to our mini fruit cakes to deep dish pecan pie, Christmas dinner isn't complete without dessert from Three George's and the Nut House. And don't forget Three George's cheese straws, a must-have at any Christmas party. Stop in one of our stores, Three George's Candy downtown on Dauphin Street. It'll put you in the Christmas spirit. 433-1689 or visit threegeorges.com.
Also at our factory store on Broad and your favorite grocer.
Good morning. 10 minutes till 8. FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Mobile City Council voted unanimously. You heard that right. All seven voted alike on Tuesday.
Are you kidding me?
Approving a proposal by the Mobile Sports and Entertainment Group to take over operations and the lease at Hank Aaron Stadium. MSEG will take over the lease from the previous tenant, Ball Corps LLC. That's after that company moved the Mobile Bay Bears minor league team to Madison, Alabama. According to John Sharp from AL.com, MSEG was in competition with about six other proposals for the stadium, and by taking over the lease, the group will be responsible for all stadium expenses for the remainder of the contract. Contract expires March 31st, 2022. MSEG says they're bringing high school and collegiate baseball games to the Hank, along with live concerts and other events. Sharp reports that the Murphy High School baseball team plans to play its home games there starting in February. In college football coaching news, the Auburn Tigers have hired former Arkansas head coach Chad Morris to be the Tigers' new offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. Morris will replace Kenny Dillingham, who left Auburn for the offensive coordinator position at Florida State on Monday. Morris was fired at Arkansas last month. In the middle of his second season as head coach, he finished with a 4-18 overall record. In NFL news, New Orleans Saints defensive end Marcus Davenport will miss the rest of the season with a foot injury that he sustained in Sunday's loss to San Francisco. Davenport's in his second season in New Orleans. He has 6 sacks, 31 tackles, and 3 forced fumbles in 13 starts this season. In baseball, free agent pitcher Garrett Cole and the New York Yankees have agreed to a record 9-year, $324 million contract.
Cha-ching.
And in college basketball, Texas Tech upset number 1-ranked Louisville 70-57, and unranked Penn State upset number 4 Maryland 76-69. 7:52, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of the newly reopened North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expects showers this morning, then partly cloudy and breezy this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, Bachelor
BachelorService.com. Certification 17070. At your CBD store, West Mobile, owner Joe Brown does more than just sell CBD. He provides hope. Your CBD store educates and empowers their customers, never just a simple sales transaction. You'll learn how CBD, derived from hemp, works with the CBD your body makes. Purchase your CBD from a company that specializes in only CBD, not cutting hair, selling gasoline, or vaping products. Your CBD store sells only their high-quality, third-party tested products. Get back to being you at your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest, north of Greelot.
Good morning, everyone, from the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. A couple accidents we've had, including the one just off of Government 65, now moved out of the roadway. Good ride from Tillman's Corner at Theodore, Range Line at Theodore Dawes Road out towards I-10. Still seeing delays off of Dolphin and Spring Hill at 65, but no new wrecks. Returning to Hank Aaron Stadium, it's Christmas Nights of Lights, open nightly through January 1st, 5:30 to 10 p.m. And don't miss Santa's Village, open every weekend night until Christmas at Hank Aaron Stadium. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile police need your help this morning. Need your help to identify two robbery suspects. On Wednesday, December 4th, just before 9:30 p.m., the suspects entered the Family Dollar located on 653 Stanton Road and robbed the business at gunpoint. The suspect was wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt, faded jeans with holes in the front, and white and black athletic shoes, and came into that location, police say, approximately 45 minutes before the robbery. Although the suspect with the gun is covered up, police are hoping that someone will be able to identify the suspect in the gray hooded sweatshirt. If you have information, call 251-208-7211. In your health news, 12 new cases of a lung disease linked to vaping have been reported here in Alabama. Now, nationally, there have been more than 2,200 cases of lung injury associated with the use of e-cigarettes, with reports from every state. These new numbers come as the Centers for Disease Control have identified 152 THC-containing products used by patients with a lung ailment now known as EVALI. According to the CDC, there's growing evidence the lung ailment involves THC-containing products with vitamin E acetate, though the CDC says there's no single source for the ailment, and they show 152 different products containing the high-inducing chemical in marijuana were reported being used by EVALI patients. Symptoms include cough, shortness of breath, fatigue, fever, chest pain, nausea, abdominal pain, and diarrhea. Health officials have advised people not to add any substances to their e-cigarettes or use them in a way the manufacturer did not intend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 757 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Coming up, hour number three, turning up your voice at 343-0106. The same digits work for the text line where y'all been putting your nominations in for 2019's Alabamian of the Year. Mm-hmm. And we've got Greta Thunberg here for this Time Magazine deal. But each year, we launch our own Alabamian of the Year, that person, place, thing, group, critter that has most influenced us here in the state of Alabama. Keep them coming on the text line. We'll talk about some of those when we get back next hour. Stay close.